In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Though it is sometimes permitted to celebrate another Mass in the interim, from the earliest times that this devotion began in the 16th century, what became enshrined in the rubrics of the Roman liturgy was to celebrate on this day, this middle day of the 40 hours devotion, the votive Mass for peace. As I told you a few days ago, although most of you were prohibited from hearing it face to face, at least by the snow which kept nearly everyone from church last Sunday, even before this devotion began to be observed in reparation for the sins committed at Carnival, that is in Mardi Gras, before Ash Wednesday, it was observed in Milan and then in other cities in order to implore divine protection against the assaults of the Turks, who were threatening during the 16th century to destroy all of Christendom. The Mass then that was offered on this day was the votive Mass for peace. And every time that we celebrate this votive Mass for peace, we are reminded of the true Christian meaning of peace. During this Mass, we are reminded above all of the use of peace in the tellings of the prophets. The prophet Isaiah, speaking in the most hauntingly prophetic terms of our Lord in his passion, which was to come 800 years after that greatest of the prophets, speaking of this suffering servant, says, "Upon him lies a punishment that brings us peace. By his stripes we are healed." Today we implore in the collect of the Mass that God grant us that peace which was promised by our Lord, that peace which he said the world can never give. It is a peace that only comes through the precious blood of Jesus. And that is why of all the Gospels that could have been chosen for today's Mass, the one which is chosen is precisely the same one which we shall hear on Low Sunday, that is, on the octave of Easter. For it was 1 week after the resurrection of the Lord that Christ instituted the sacrament of penance. He breathed on the apostles and said, "Peace be with you. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." True peace comes only through the redemption of Christ, only through the grace which we obtain through his sacraments. This is why nothing could be more fitting than to celebrate this Mass in violet in between the beautiful two Masses of the Blessed Sacrament. For the mystery is the same as the one we commemorate on those days we celebrate in white. At Holy Mass, our Lord is really present as the victim of our salvation. He is truly present as the punishment which brings us peace. Peace comes only through the passion of Christ. And so as we make our holy hour tonight, we are mindful especially of the peace of soul which we can obtain during that holy hour only by uniting ourselves with the sufferings of our sweet Savior, Jesus Christ. O Lord, as we implore every day, in the words of the Holy Mass, Thou who didst say to thine apostles, peace I leave unto you, my peace I give you, grant us that peace which the world can never give. The peace which comes through thy passion and resurrection. Amen.